Today's shiur is daf kuf mem beis. We're going to begin on kuf mem aleph from the beis, the new perek. Begins the perek. Noitel adam es benoi, a person can carry his son ve'evin biyodoi, even though his son is holding an evin and stone is muksa machmas gufoi, he's still allowed to carry his son under such circumstances. Furthermore, v'kalkal, he could carry a basket, ve'evin b'toichai, even though there's a stone in the evin. Matatlin, tshuma that became tamei, that has to get burnt, is muksa. The halacha is, you can move tshuma tamei together with tshuma tahira, or you can move the tshuma tamei together with the chulin, which is obviously not muksa. Now Rabbi Yehuda says another din, which is not related to muksa. Af malin as a meduma be'echad b'meya. The halacha is that if truma we know is usur for a zar to eat, only a kayin may eat truma. If truma falls into chulin, which anyone can eat, the shear, the measurement that becomes bottle, is 100 to 1. So if you have 100 saw of chulin and 1 saw of truma falling into it, it becomes bottle. And now Rabbi Yehuda says that the halach is you could remove 1 saw from this total of 101 saw on Shabbos, which obviously at first glance is a difficult thing to understand. Why is that not called tikkun? We'll discuss it in the Gemara. Amar Rava. So Rava says the following halacha: Hoitzik tinechai, if somebody carried out a child, the kis toli b'tzavari, and he has a pouch around his neck, the halacha is chai mishum kis, he's chayah for carrying the pouch, not for carrying the child. Tinek mes v'kes toli b'tzavari. However, if the child is dead and he has a pouch around his neck, it's potter. He's potter entirely. And now the Gemara begins to explain Rava's din. Tinek chay v'kes toli b'tzavari. Why is he chayif? Mishum kis. Because he's chayif for carrying the pouch. Ask the Gemara v'lechayif nam mishum tinek. Why is he only chayif for the pouch? He should also be chayif for the child. And Ritva explains the Gemara's kasha very nicely. He says like this: if you could be chayif, because the Ritva asks, what's the difference if you're going to be chayif for the kiss or you're going to be chayif for the tinnik? It's the same carrying. He says, if you're chayif for the kiss, what's going to be the halacha when there's no kiss? Then you're not going to be chayif. But if you're chayif for the tinnik, you'll always be chayif. So now the Gemara wants to know, why is he only chayif for the kiss and not for the tinnik? Says the Gemara, Rava Krev Nosson Sfirli. Rava holds like Reb Nosson. Dama Chai Noises Asma. We had the Gemara earlier that every living thing carries itself. So you never Chai Midoraisa for carrying a living thing. So you only Chayiv for the kiss. Ask the Gemara, the Levatal Kiss Lagabatinuk. Why is not the pouch considered subservient to the child? And if you're not Chayiv for the child, you should be Chayiv for the kiss. Milo Tanan, didn't we learn? As a Chai B'mito, if somebody carries out a Chai, potter afala mita, he's also potter for the mita. Why? Shamita tfeloi. We say that the bed becomes bottled to the living person laying on it. Answers the Gemara. Mita legabachai mevatale. A bed becomes bottled to a living person. Kiss legabatinik la mevatale. Now continues the Gemara. What about a tinik mace? The kiss tole b'savari. If the child is dead and he has a pouch around his neck, he's potter. So first the Gemara says, "V'lechay mishum tinoik." Why are you not chay for carrying out the tinoik? Answers the Gemara, "Rava krib shimin svirlei, Rava holds a krib shimin d'amma kam lachshen and svichel gufa potala." So this is the lachshen and svichel gufa. Why? Let's just review something we've said many times together. The malach of carrying is only if I want to transport something from point A to point B. Here my goal is not to transport the mace from point A to point B. I just want to get the mace out of the house. So it's a malacha shen tzrichel gufa. As Taisus, good. That's on the child, on the dead child. But what about the pouch? Why are you not chayif for the pouch? So Taisus says two turutzim. This pouch was the child's pouch, and when you're burying the child, you're burying the pouch with him. So if there's no chiv on the child, there's no chiv on the pouch. Or Taisus says, that your goal here is just to get the pouch out of the house. It brings back bad memories. It's not that you want to transport it anywhere. So the pouch also is a malacha she'en tzrich l'gufa. Says the Gemara, Tana. We just learned our Mishnah. It said in our Mishnah, Noitel Adam es benoi ve'evim b'yadoi. You're allowed to carry a child, even though he's holding the stone, and the stone is muksa. How could you carry him? Amid the Bay Rabbi Yane. So Rabbi Yane answers, we're talking b'tinek sheyesh le'gagun al aviv. This child is very attached to its father, and the way it calms him down is by letting him carry, by holding this stone. This stone serves like a pacifier or a doll. So that is a wonderful kasha from Shlomo Zalman Orbach. Halach l'maisa. Yesterday we said that tiltum natsad is not osur by muksa. We said if I want to push a tape recorder, if I don't push it itself, I push it with something else, then if it's not l'tzoruch dover amuksa, it's mutter. So what's going on here? The child is holding a stone, and I'm holding the child. So it's a tiltum natsad on the stone. And why am I carrying it? Not for me, I'm carrying it for this child. So it should be tiltum natsad, that's mutter. So what's the Gemara's question? So if Shlomo Zalman Orbach says a chiddush, it's in Shmir Shabbos Kol Chasoi, he says a chiddush l'chumra. He says that if this is the normal way to carry this stone, that can't be called tiltum natsad. If the normal way of carrying this stone is when the child is holding it and you carry the child, you can't call that tiltum natsad. And therefore, if not for the heter of yesh le'gagun al aviv, it would not be mutter to carry it. Right. Right. Exactly. If you according to Shlomo Zalman Orbach, if you have money in your pocket, so you're not holding the money, but that's the normal way of carrying money, it won't be called tiltum natsad. Bechiddush. Yochi Mayer Yevin asked the Gemara, if we're talking about that the kid has gagun, and that's why we were making hilchum muksa, a filah dinanami, so the same halacha should apply if the child is holding money. Alama Amar Rava, Loishan Ala Evin. This halacha is only applicable regarding a stone. Ava dinner usher. But if the child were to hold money, we would not have the heter of the Mishnah. Answers the Gemara. Evin, if the stone will fall down, the father won't bend down to carry it. It's a stone. On the other hand, dinner, the money, enoughal, if it falls, the father is going to pick it up, and that's why we don't let him carry a child that's holding money. There's a very interesting machlokes Rashi and Ramban. What's going to be the halacha when you're not carrying the child, you're just walking with a child, and the child is holding a dollar bill, the child's holding a dinner, will that be mutter asr? Rashi says that's asr. Why? The same concern, because you're worried that the child will drop the money and the adult will pick it up. The Ramban disagrees. The Ramban says the Gemara is speaking about a case where the father's holding the child who's holding the money. We can't go make more gzeres, and the reason of the Ramban makes sense, because if we're going to start making gzeres, then we should say a child should never be allowed to hold money, because we're always going to be concerned that the father will pick it up or carry it. The Shulchan Aruch brings down both days, the Rashi and Ramban. Says the Gemara, Tanya Kavasei the Ravi, we learned in a brayse like Ravi. Hamoitzi Kalev Mikupolim Umenochem Akseifov, if somebody carries out folded garments, or if they're around his neck, around his shoulders, which is not the way that you normally wear him, v'sandlov t'loisa b'yadov, or he holds the rings or his shoes in his hands, chayiv from hayim melubish ben, but if he's wearing them, potter, as we've learned many times. Hamoitzi odna v'kalev olav, if somebody carries out a person who's wearing sandal of his shoes, biraglov, tabois biyadov, his rings on his finger, potter. If you potter on the person, cause chai noises atzmoi, you also potter for whatever he's wearing. However, ila hoitzi kamosha hain, if the person you're carrying is holding these items, you're chayiv. So we learned in the Mishnah Kakola, the Evan Betoichai, that you're holding a basket and has in it a stone, so you're allowed to carry it out. Ask the Gemara, Mai, to have a kakola bustus l'davar asr. Why don't we say that the kakola is a bustus to the stone, and it's a bustus l'davar asr? Amr Rabba Babachana, Amr Rabbi Yochanan, Hoch b'kakola malei peris eskimen. We're talking about the basket also has fruit in it. So it's a bustus l'isser v'laheter. A bustus to the stone, which is isser, and to the fruit, which is heter. Ask the Gemara, and this is a very bechidish. V'lishdinu l'peri, v'nishdinu l'evin, v'naktinu b'yadayim. The Gemara's question is like this. Yes, I'm allowed to move it because it's Bosel's list of a heter. So till I learned the Gemara, I always thought, even though we learned over 140 Bladim Masechta Shabbos, that once something's a Bosel's list of a heter, you're allowed to move it. The Gemara is saying that's not true. The halacha is you're only allowed to move it as long if you have no choice. But if you have a way of shaking out the muksa, you're not allowed to carry it. So now the Gemara is asking a great question. Why are we just saying you could carry it, shake out the stone, and just carry the basket with the fruit, and you won't have a, and you have no heter to carry the stone if you have a way of avoiding carrying the stone? Answers the Gemara, you're right. If I could have gotten the stone out, I would taka have to do it. Hacha, here I can't shake the peris out. Why? Let's read the Gemara inside again. V'lishdin l'peri, why don't we tell you to shake out the fruit, v'nishdin l'evin, and then throw out the stone, v'nektin b'yadayim. Sense the Gemara, k'rabbi lo yamarav, the peris ha'petanofim, like he said in his story, which we'll see soon, that the fruit gets dirty, so you can't, you don't have the option of shaking out the fruit. Hachnam peris metanor. Ask the Gemara, v'lenirin n'nuri. So why don't we do something else? Why don't we just maneuver it? You're saying you can't shake the fruit out onto the floor because this fruit is the kind of fruit that'll get ruined if you put it on the floor. But why don't we maneuver this basket that you should be left with a situation where the fruit is inside and the stone is shaken out? Says the Gemara, Amar Chibar Ashi Amar Rava, Hoch v'kalkola p'chus ha'skinen, de'evin gufa nasas doifin l'kalkola. So there's two ways of learning this teretz. I'll learn it the simpler way with the girs on the side, Ella. You're right. Normally, a basket that has in it a fruit and stone is the boss's list of a heter. And normally, the halach is you should try to get the stone out. Here, the stone is not muksa, because the stone is serving as a wall of, there's a hole in the wall of this basket, and the stone is what's plugging it up. So then, so that's what the Gemara says, Ella, but then there's no chiddush. The problem with that, mahalach is, there's no chiddush. So that's why other Rishonim learn the Gemara like this. For the stone to be considered a part of the wall, the stone would have to be in tight. Otherwise, what kind of a wall it is? Here, it's not in tight. But the fact that there is a dover heter here, that means the peiris, plus the fact that there is a stone, which is serving some sort of a seal, even though it's not a perfect seal, combining those two factors, that's why you're allowed to carry it. There is this, because the stone is not a perfect wall, because it's in only loose. Now I want to tell you over, there's an interesting correspondence between Akiva Eger and the Beis Meir about the following Shaila. We're saying here like this: if you have a Bosses Issa Heter, you want to shake out, what you should try to do is get the Heter out and not carry the Issa. What did the Gemara say? If the Heter is going to get ruined by shaking it out, the Peiris are going to get ruined, then you don't have to. Ask Rabbi Kivaga, what's going to be the halacha? It's not that the heter is going to get ruined by shaking it out. The iser is going to get ruined by shaking it out. The iser is going to get ruined by shaking it out. Do you have the same din? Or do we say that we only say that you don't have to shake it out for dover heter? So what Rabbi Kivaga says, hashkof rishon is only for the dover heter. The dover muksa we're not looking to protect. The Beis Meir disagrees. He says it doesn't make a difference. If either one is going to get ruined, then you don't have to shake it out. And the Magen Avraham says a gval begaraya to the Beis Meir. He says, our tables. So what does everybody do with their tables? They have the leichter on the table, so the leichter becomes a bosses l'isser. So what does everybody do? Put a challah on the table, put a becher on the table. So it's a bosses l'isser v'heter. Now you can move the table. If Rabbi Kivega is right, you should have to shake off the leichter from the table. Because what are you trying to do? You're trying to protect the leichter, which is a davar muksa. If Rabbi Kivaga is correct that to protect the davar muksa, we have no right, just shake it out, whatever happens, so you shouldn't be allowed to move the table, you should have to shake off the leichter, even if it gets broken, who cares, and then you can move the table. Nobody says that, the Magen Avraham says. It's a right to the Beis Meir. Continues the Gemara. Metatlon Truma, we said we can move Truma to Meir, im Torah. When was this said? When the Torah is on the bottom and the Tameh is on the top, so you can't get to the Torah. Avol Tahir Lamal v'Tameh Lamata. If the Truma Tahir is on top and the Truma Tameh is on the bottom, it's like we just learned before. Don't carry it. Rather, Shokalei l'Tahir v'Shavaklei l'Tameh. So now I'll tell you over a very interesting Truma Sadesh in the Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham asks an obvious question. If we're dealing in a situation where the Truma Tahayr is on the bottom and the Truma Tameh is on top, so then you should have another problem. You should have a problem with bosses. The Truma Tameh is Muksa. The Truma Tahayr is under it. So why doesn't the Truma Tahayr become a bosses? Says the Magen Avraham, from here we have a raya that if I put something into a basket, when the person put the Truma into the basket, he didn't mean that the Tameh should be on top and the Tahayr should be in bottom. He just put it into the basket. Wherever something ends up being, that's where it is, then it's not a bosses. A bosses only is, even if I intended it to be in the basket, I also have to specifically intend that the muksa should be on top and the non-muksa on bottom. If I just dumped it into the basket and it ended up that the muksa was on top, you don't have a bosses. Where would that be in the gay? I once said this, Shaila. What would happen if you empty out your pockets Erev Shabbos and you put your wallet on top of your shirts in your closet? You didn't mean that your wallet should be specifically on top of the shirt. You meant that the wallet should be in the closet. So you dumped it down wherever it is. Your shirt will not be a buses. Ask the Gemara. V'chitar l'mata nami, even if the tar is on the bottom, why don't we lishtinu v'lishtinu, shake it out and get the payers tarim that way? Says the Gemara, like we learned before, Amr v'loy, Amr rav, the payers ham tanof maskinen. We're dealing with payers that are, going to get dirty. One more thing that the Achronim point out here is, why is there no problem with Boyer? If you have Truma Tahayr and Truma Tameya, why is there no problem with Boyer? The answer, because since you have separate pieces of Tahayr, separate pieces of Tameya, that's not called mixed together, that there should be an issue of Boyer. Meisvei, ask the Gemara, it says in the Braisa, Matavim Truma Tameya with Tahayr of a Mechulin. You're allowed to move Truma Tameya with Tahayr and with Chulin. If the Truma Tameh is together with Truma Tahayra, or the Truma Tameh is with Chulin, you're allowed to move it. And this Brisa says, Bein she Tahayra lemal v'tameh lemata, Bein she Tameh lemal v'tahayra lemata. So here we see that even if you could easily shake out the Tahayra, you don't have to. To Yuftad Rav Chizda, only Rav Chizda says, no, there's no cash on me. Masnissen, our Mishnah is talking about a case with Tzarech Gufay. So if you only need the Truma Tahayra, you have a way of accessing it without having to move the Truma Tameya, you're not allowed to. Braisa, the Braisa we just learned, is talking about Tzarech Mekayimai. You need the place where this basket is. So you're not going to accomplish anything by just shaking out the Truma Tahayra, because you need this place. That's why I'm allowed to move it, no matter what, how. Ask the Gemara, my Dukkad Rav Chizda looked at Masnissan with Tzarech Gufay. Why do you have to say Rav Chizda talking about a case that it's Tzarech Gufay? And say then I have to speak about a situation where I can't access the Truma Tahayra. Why don't you say that that the Mishnah is talking about a case of Tzarech Mekayimai, and then I don't have to shake anything out because there's no point in shaking it out? Amar Rabba Bavchana, Amar Rava, Masnis Kava Sei Daika. Because Rabbi Chizda had a raya that the Mishnah is talking about a case of Tzarech Gufay. Because what are we going to learn in the next Mishnah? The Tani Seif in the Mishnah in the Kuf Mem Beis of Beis, it says, Marshal Kar, if there's money on a pillow, the halach is Menar to Kar, you shake off the pillow, the hay noifless, and the money falls off. Varon Rabbi Bachanam Rabbi Yochanan, Loishon, when is that enough? El Tzarech Gufay. You need to put your head on, you need the pillow. So since you need the pillow, just shake off the money because the money is Muksa. Avul Tzarech Mekayimai, let's say you need the Mokoim, Matatl Va'ayda Olaf. Then you can move the whole pillow because you're not going to, with the money on it. Because otherwise, what are you going to accomplish by shaking it off? You need that place anyway. So we see that the next Mishnah is talking about a case of Tzarech Gufay. With the safety of Tzarech Gufay, that's why Rav Chizda said that the Reish is also talking about a case of Tzarech Gufay. Then the next case of the Mishnah was, Rav Yehuda Amar Af Malan, that if a Tzar Truma Tahayra fell in, a Tzar Truma fell into 100 Tzar of Chulin, you could take it out on Shabbos. Vamai. So the Gemara, like we learned when we learned the Mishnah, Hakam Asakin, you're fixing it up. You're fixing, and Tikkun we know is also, we learned it many times. Answered the Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda Kribeleza Sfirlai. Behuda holds like Kribeleza, the Amma Truma Be'ena Machsa. The Truma remains separate wherever it is. So since the Truma remains separate wherever it is, I'm not really doing anything. What's called Tikkun? Tikkun means when I'm accomplishing something, when I have two things together and I'm separating them. But if this was separate all along, at least halachically, it's not called that I accomplished anything. Who holds that? Rebbe Lezer, the Tanan. We learned in the Mishnah, Sa Truma Shenof L'Pachs Mameya. Let's say you have a Sa Truma that fell into 59 parts of Chulin. The Nidmu, So now you have 60 saw of chulin, and 60 saw, and they're all not allowed to be eaten by Yisrael. Why? Because you don't have 100. And we said in the Mishnah, the shear is 100 to 1. Now the nafum and adum l'makom echad. Now this mixture fell into another 59. So let's figure it out. If you total it all together, you have 119. 59 plus 59 plus 1 is 119. 118 parts are truma, are chulin, one part is truma. So if I say that everything is proportional, it's fine. But if I say that the first mixture, the truma remains separate, so it's not good. So Beleza holds that not. Inside again. Sa truma shenafel pachsim mei v'nidmu. And then that mixture v'nafel medumel makom echer. I say that saw truma remains separate. Everything remains proportional. So I say one part of this fell out, and I had 60 saw. I say a 60th of what fell out was truma. No, because we're talking about Pach Sumeya. Rashi gives this example. I'm using the example Rashi gives. Because they give example because they want it to be Shishim. So I say only a 60th is truma, and now I only need 60 times that 1/60th. Not 60 times the whole saw. But what do we see Rabbi Eliezer holds? That saw truma remains separate. Which is what Rabbi Yehuda said in our Mishnah, that saw remains separate. Says the Gemara, the comparison is weak. Aim of the Shamtle, you know when Rabbi Eliezer said it then, Lechumra. He said that saw remains separate, and I always have to be concerned that saw is falling in as a separate entity somewhere else, and if I left I have 100 against it, it's not bottled. Abul Kula, you want to say a Kula now, that you could do this on Shabbat. Mi Shamtle, do we ever hear that he's Mekel? Al Hudam Krav Shimon, he says like Krav Shimon, that not, saw truma shenafel meya. If a saw truma fell into 100 saw of chulin. So now you're fine, because we said that the ratio is 100 to 1. However, lehispik lagbia, ach nafla cheres, until it falls into another, hareza esara. Why? Because let's say the next group doesn't have the shear, so it won't be bottled. Rav Shimon matter. Rav Shimon says no, a case separate. Again, says Gemara, Mai, who said that's what Rav Shimon means, that it stays separate? Dilma b'hasmukam mekavgi. The machloikus of Rav Shimon Tanakam is a different machloikus. The Tanakam is sov afgav the nafl b'zechazeh, even though it fell in twice, it's command the nafl b'as achastami. I look at it as if it fell in one time. No, it fell in one shot. Tanakam says after Nafla Zachazah, command the Nafla Achdami, for Holochamisha Nafla, for Holochamisha Nafla. It only fell into 50. Rav Shimon saw the Kamais the bottle of Meir. It gets bottled. V'hot the bottle of Meir v'chad. Once it's bottled, it's bottled. Al Hudam Rav Shimon ben Elazar. You know who Rav Yehuda holds like? Rav Shimon ben Elazar. The Tanya of Shimon ben Elazar Omer. The halacha is like this. Let's say you Shabbos. So Shabbos for halacha is that you're not allowed to be mafresh truma. So let's say a simple case. A saw truma fell into 100 saw of chulin. But you want to eat them on Shabbos. And Shabbos is not allowed to mafresh. So what's the halacha? The halacha is nice and ain't a bit sad there. Put your eyes on one side of the pile. And say that's where the truma is going to be. V'ayachum et sadachar. And eat the rest. So you see that he holds it separate. Ask the Gemara. Umi savalei kavasei. Does Rabbi Yehuda agree with him? V'miflik palagalei. We see that Rabbi Yehuda disagrees with Shimon ben Elazar. The Tanya Rabbi Yehuda Omer. You have to actually take out, if it falls into 100, now I have a total of 101, I have to take out one saw. Shimon and Lozo, I mean, no, nice and besides that, as long as you put your eyes on one thing, so you see Rabbi Yehuda disagrees with Rabbi Shimon and Lozo. So how can you see Rabbi Yehuda saying his halacha according to Rabbi Shimon and Lozo? And says the Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda different Rabbi Shimon and Lozo. Rabbi Yehuda's one better. Rabbi Shimon and Lozo says that you have to separate, but I can't physically separate. But he gives you an eitzah. What's his eitzah? Nice and b'tzad zeh v'oichem b'tzad echer. Rabbi Yehuda does better. He says not only do you have to separate, but you're even allowed to separate. Why are you allowed to separate? Because he says it's not just that you could do nice and b'tzad zeh. Avadeh he'll agree that you could do that. But he says, you know what? Since I hold that it's separate, like Rav Shimon and Lozo holds, you might as well physically separate it, and it's not called tikkun. Because it's separate all along. It's considered separate all along. So it's not called tikkun. Why? Because the bittul accomplishes that. Says the Mishnah. We go back to Hilchos Muksa. Ha'evin shapiyah chavis. you have a stone on top of a barrel of wine. So now, your problem is, you can't move the barrel. Why can't you move the barrel? Because the Evan is muksa, so you can't move it. So halacha is matal tzida, you could pick up the barrel and tilt off the stone, fihino fellas. And like that, get the stone off, and you can get to the wine in the barrel. How about hoysa ben achavis? What's going to be the halacha if the barrel is amongst other barrels? So now, if you just pick up the barrel and pull off and shake off the stone, it's going to break the other barrels. So now the halacha is magbia, pick it up, carry it away, and get rid of the oven. So now Rabbi Akiva Eiger asks a very interesting shaila. He says, okay, I have my barrel amongst other barrels, so I can't just shake off the stone because it's going to break the next barrel. I can pick up the barrel. How far can I carry it? So Rabbi Akiva Eiger says I only can carry it just out of the way of the barrels. I can't just carry it to wherever I want. I can only carry it to the other barrels. So all the Yachroidim ask Rabbi Akiva Eiger, we learned many times our halachas like this. Let's say you have a klish malach del isser, that you're allowed to move it letzarech gufay mekaymay. So let's say I picked up a hammer on Shabbos, letzarech mekaymay. How far can I go with it? So the halach is, we learned it many times, once you have it in your hand, I can take it to wherever I want. I'm not allowed to put it down and pick it up again, but until I put it down, I can go wherever I want. So how come here, Rabbi Kivega says, I have to drop it at the first available space, and there I can carry it to wherever I want? So maybe pshat's like this. We discussed by Keli Shemalach Delisser, we discussed the two ways of looking at Keli Shemalach Delisser. One way of looking at it is that it's muksa, but Chazal gave us a dispensation with Tzarech Gufay Mekaymai. Or another way of looking at it is just the opposite. The really Keli Shemalach Delisser is not muksa. Why is it not muksa? Because it's a Keli. Just what? Chazal said that even though it's not muksa, I don't want you to carry it indiscriminately. You can only carry it letzarech gufay mekaymai. If we learn like that, we could understand very, very well this difference. A keli shemalach delisser is not really muksa. So once I'm carrying it, and I'm carrying it by heter, I can carry it as much as I want. Here we're dealing with an evan. An evan is not keli shemalach delisser, it's a muksa machmas gufay. There I can't carry it more than I need to. Continues the Mishnah. Marshal kar, if you have money on, what do you call it? If you have money on a pillow, menas a kar, vihina felis. Shake off the money, and then you can use the pillow. So Tosfos asks the obvious question: why do I need both dinim of the Mishnah? The din of an evan api achavis, and the din of marshal kar, exactly the same din. Why does Mishnah have to say both dinim? So Tosfos says a very nice answer. The last Tosfos in Amid. So like this, an eved on a chavis, I would think, becomes a lid of the chavis. So since the eved becomes like a lid of the chavis, that's why I'm more makel. But money doesn't belong on a pillow, so maybe I should be more machmer by the money than I am by the stone. So the Mishnah says, not only am I makel by the stone, I'm even makel by the money on the pillow. Right? Taisa says that. Now we learn another thing. Ha'isav lashleshes. If on your pillow you have a piece of dirt, the halacha is mekanche besmartet. You could only wipe it off with a rag, but you can't have a wet rag because that would be schita. Hoysa shalor, if the leather pillow, if the pillow is made out of leather, noyselav mayim achetichla. Then you could put water because since leather is non-absorbent, so therefore there's no problem of putting water on it. However, the Rishonim will say you can't rub the leather pillow because that would be called kibbutz. I'll tell you over an interesting shaila I saw. What's going to be the halacha like this? Somebody got something dirty on Shabbos. Got a shirt dirty on Shabbos. So accidentally, he goes and he puts it into water to soak, which is an isser. It's an isser kibbutz. Now, he realizes he did the wrong thing. You're not allowed to put something to soak on Shabbos. And he wasn't yet over the malach of kibbutz, because you're not over the malach of kibbutz until it gets clean, or unless you rub it. You didn't rub anything. So now, but there's another problem. This shirt now that's soaking is muksa. It's useless. So what should you do? Should you take it out of the soaking water to avoid being over kibbutz, but being over muksa? Or should you leave it there, and you won't be over kibbutz, but you'll be over Muktzah. What should you do? So I saw Reb Zilberstein ask the Shaila, and he comes up with a very good Eitzah, very ingenious Eitzah. He says, take some tea and pour it in. So if you pour the tea into the water, you won't be having kibbutz. You can't clean with dirty water. There's no tzveya, ain't tzveya ba'eichlin. There's no tzveya. You're not doing it. That's not tzveya. It's a kilkel. You don't want tea on your clothing. So you're not going to be over kibbutz, and you won't have to move it. Says Demara. I'm Rav Huna Marav. Rav Huna Marav said, Loi Shanu, this halacha was only El B'Shecheach. That you specific, if you forgot yourself, Ab Meniach, if you specifically put the stone on the barrel, Nasis Basel Dover Asa. So let's stop here and understand something. You have here a barrel of wine. You have here a barrel of wine. And you specifically put an Evan on the barrel of wine. So Gemara is calling it a Basel Dover Asa. So the question is, why is it a Basis Tavar Asr? It should be a Basis Tavar Asr Umutr. The barrel is a Basis to the Evid on top of it, but it's also a Basis for the wine inside the barrel.
Yeah, but it's not supporting
the barrel is supporting the wine. So the Achroinim asked this question. Dar Smech says a nice teretz. He says, yes, the walls of the barrel are a Basis of the Issa Heter, because they're Basis for the wine inside, and the Basis for the Evid that's on top. But the tap of the barrel, it's not a basis for the wine inside. The wine inside doesn't need the tap. The tap is only a basis for the davarasa, for the evid. That's why the Gemara calls it a basis davarasa. So now we're learning that something only becomes a basis if you put it there intentionally. If you didn't put it there intentionally, it's not a basis. And that's, so let's think about a shaila like this. We spoke before that people put their leichters on the table Erev Shabbos. It becomes a basis. Right? So how do you avoid it from being a basis? By also putting chalas on your table. And then becomes a basis l'isva heter. So Rav Moshe has the following shaila. You do this every week. Every week you remember, you try to remember, put your leichters or put your chalas or your becher or whatever on the table Friday afternoon. Let's say 1 week it happened to everybody already. Your Shabbos is late and he only put the leicht on the table. He didn't have any time to set the table. So you were sheikheach on putting the Dover HaMutter. You will shecheich to put a Dover Heter. Will your table now be Bosses Dover Aser? Because Lamaisa, Dana Shmashis, you only had a Dover Aser on it. Or do I say, no, you're a shecheich because you meant to put the Chalas, you just forgot. So Rav Moshe is Machmer. Rav Moshe says, we have to look at the Metzias. The Metzias is, it's a Bosses Dover Aser of Dana Shmashis. Rav Shlomo Zalman is Mekel. Rav Shlomo Zalman Ovech says, the fact that you wanted to put it there makes you into shecheach, and that can't mean that you meant that your table should be a bus of davar asa. You can't move the table. You can use it. You can't. The rabbi said you can't use it. We don't pass it. You can't move it. You can use it. Now let's ask another shaila. Listen to this shaila. Let's say you have a refrigerator, and in the refrigerator door, you know, you have shelves for food. All the food that you have in the refrigerator door is muksa. You have flour. You'll have raw potatoes. Only things that are muksa. What's going to be the status of that door? Will that door be a basis davar aser?
Why isn't every refrigerator door?
No. So if you have heter digger food there, so it's a basis list of a heter.
Is the door group is part of a machine?
Oh, yes. So not part of a machine, but it's a mutter digger machine. You gotta open the machine. The fact that it's a machine doesn't make it muksa. It's a box with food.
But it functions as a door.
So the Pais is going to say, like we said by the barrel, yes, this door itself maybe only has on the Dover Aser, but it also has an independent function. What is its function? Its function is that it serves as a door to the refrigerator, and that is like the size of the barrel of wine, and that's why you're allowed to open up the refrigerator door, even if you have only muksa de gefood in the door.
Size of the barrel of wine don't relate to the oven that's on top. This door now relates to the muksa of food.
It's, yeah, but also relates to the refrigerator. Right. Now, let's talk a different shaila. What's going to be our luck with an electric blanket? Could you use an electric blanket on Shabbos? So, Rav Moshe says, there's no problem of refuah, because even healthy people use electric blankets. Rav Moshe says that there's no problem that you're going to we don't have to worry you're going to accidentally pull out the plug, because it's not a psik ratio that you're going to do it. You don't intend to do it, so that's not an issue. But is it considered a basis of davar aser?
The
to the cords, to the heating element inside.
Why?
What? The heating element's a davar asa.
It's also for the
oh, but since the blanket, it's like the refrigerator door. The blanket is not only a basis of davar asa, it also serves as a blanket. So it's like your refrigerator door, and it should be mutter. Continues the Gemara. You have to think about it. Ha'isa v'nechavius. If your barrel was amongst other barrels, so halach is that you pick it up. Man tana. Ask the Gemara, who's the tana that holds the kolach the ikis sur v'teira, wherever you have issa v'heter, the halach is like this. That you should pick up. What did our Mishnah Paskin? Our Mishnah Paskin is pick up the barrel and don't pick up the stone. Man tana the halach deiki sur v'teira, where you have an option to pick up the evin, which is muksa, or you have the option of picking up the barrel, which is not muksa. That the halach is v'teira techinan b'sur loy techinan. So the Gemara Amar Rabbi Chana Amar Rabbi Yochanan Rav Shimon Gamliel. It goes according to Rav Shimon Gamliel. The tana, the nan habari kitnis v'yontif. If somebody is doing bayur of kitnis on yontif, b'shamayin bayur oichav oichav. So b'shamayin says you have to do bayur the way you do it on Shabbos. You're only allowed to pick out the food from the psoilus, one halacha, and the other halacha is v'oichel. You have to eat it immediately. That's v'shamishita. V'sil hold, since it's yontif, and we know that oichel nefesh is mutter on yontif, the halacha is bayur darkoi, you could be bayur the normal way, b'cheiku b'tamchoi. Mefarshim say you could use b'cheiku b'tamchoi, b'cheiku is your lap, tamchoi is like not a real bayur machine. But to use a sieve, even v'sil would agree, is also. V'tanya. Now we go a step further. Armishim Gamliel, the medvar mamurim sheoichel meruba psoilus. When you have more oichel than psoilus, so taking out the psoilus is easier than taking out the oichel. Avo psoilus meruba v'oichel. But if you have more psoilus than oichel, the rakel bar oichel. Now, ask the Gemara. It comes to the punchline. V'hocha the oichel meruba al psoilus. In a case where the oichel is more than psoilus, dami. Our case is the same. What are we telling you? We're telling you take the heter. Here in our case also, you can't get to the wine anyway without removing the stone. So it's like a case of psoilus meruba oichel dami, and that's why you take it anyway. That's why you take the heter. That means what's the Gemara saying? The Gemara saying is that normally maybe you should take the iser, but here you have no option because you have to get to the wine anyway, so you have no other option. So we learned ha'is ben achavius magbia. If you have the barrel in a warehouse, or the glassware right next to it, pick it up and carry it somewhere else, and there shake off the stone, then take out as much wine as you need. Next case in the Mishnah was Marshal Kar. Again, says the Gemara, that the money was left on the pillow unintentionally. If you specifically left the money on the pillow, then the halacha is not supposed to davar asur, and you can't move it. When is the halacha that you have to shake off the money? Is only if you need the pillow. So you need to put your head down on the pillow, so you shake off the money. If you need the place where the pillow is, let's say you don't want to sleep with a pillow, and the pillow is there with the money on it, then the halach is you can move the whole pillow with the money on it, because that's the heta of tzarech mekaymai. The kain tana chibar of Ramadifti loy shenol tzarech kufay al tzarech mekaymai metatlay va'idin olav.